All right, I'm about to hop in the Uber. We're gonna go up to I'm gonna get an eye exam. This is gonna be the first time. I'll just wait inside here. My driver's license expired, so I need to get a new driver's license, but I've been noticing my eyesight, you know, the focus on things being a little different, let's just say, than I remember. So I'm going to, it's arriving in a minute. I'm going to go up, get an eye exam, and then we'll see. Might end up getting some glasses. I've been looking online for various glasses companies. I think that's the Uber guy. Hi!
Oh, Kurt.
Yes. Hey there. Is it all right if I sit in the front?
Yeah, no, it's totally cool. Why not?
I usually like to sit in the front just because I don't want people. That's like, you're not a chauffeur. You're a.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to treat you like, oh, so yes, Jenkins, take me to the. You know, like.
Yeah, I totally feel it, yeah.
So, how long have you been driving for? Uber?
Probably almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty legit. Pretty good.
You like it so far?
Yeah.
Kind of being your own boss.
Yeah.
Setting your own schedule.
I'm not putting, like, as many hours. I rarely do 8-hour days ever. Just like off and on. Like I made like $800 in like 4 days.
That's great.
Yeah. It was pretty chill. I remember those days. It was like super chill. I was like,
right. Do you have a set schedule that you usually do?
Sometimes I work in the morning. What if I was single, I would just like drive all night, all morning, and do whatever else I gotta do
mm-hmm.
throughout the day, my own stuff.
There was a guy I talked to before who
he's got a
family, and like as soon as he puts his kid to bed, he's out driving Uber till like, I mean, geez. You know, from 9 p.m. till probably like 3 a.m. And then he picks the kid up, you know, to you know, they wake up. He has breakfast with them, and then he takes them to school. And so he tries to sneak in stuff. It's interesting just to, like, come across the different people who have their own methods and how often they do it and what their attitudes are towards it. And it seems like the people who have a brighter outlook and a brighter attitude seem to actually, and it makes perfect sense, they seem to make more money. The people that I end up talking to who are kind of like,
they hate. They're just like, I'm making this much.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, they're just acting like zombies now.
Oh yeah.
They're not thinking outside the box or being strategic or, because they're just like, they're grinding. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're just need to get in the car, just make some money. They're not thinking about it. They're just like, yeah.
What do you like to do outside of Uber? What are some of your hobbies or talents or whatnot?
I'm the big guy, advocate for, like, movies, TV, so I am an aspiring actor.
Cool.
Yeah. I totally worked with my schedule, too, like, auditions. I can easily, like, clock on. I've had, like, auditions where I would drive around before my audition, making money, while also studying my lines in my head, and then after the auditions, go back to driving again.
Wow.
It's pretty legit. It's better than bartending.
Mm-hmm. Do you make your own short films and stuff too?
I have. I made one recently. It's in like post-production hell right now. But.
Well, if you.
I don't know. I'm curious.
When do you think you're gonna finish it?
Co-producer gets out of a hospital and he's feeling better.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because I'm helping him edit it now. I haven't gotten a chance to edit with him. He's done some editing, but he's called me and like helped me out. So,
mm-hmm. Well, if you went, you know, if you, let's say you get it finished this year, I help co-organize a film festival.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, it's called.
Oh, do you have a business card?
It's called. I don't. But I can write down the information. Oh, wait. Here's a pencil. I see.
Yeah.
Can I write it down? Do you have a napkin or anything hiding in your glove compartment?
Let's see.
It's called Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival, and it takes place right over on Lankershim over there at the NoHo 7.
Here, I'll have you write out on the on the notes in my iPhone section, the notes section.
Of my and
iPhone.
I'll give you a 30% off code that you can use when you guys submit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love being able to, I know there's so much talent out there that, would appreciate a larger, you know, broadcast of their talents or passions, who knows what, and, it's just so fun to be able to be in a position where I can, I can plug people's movies into this festival and see them shining up on the silver
screen.
Where
do you have a, where is it located?
So, right over there, let's see, it's near the Red Line, North Hollywood Red Line.
Okay.
That NoHo 7. And this is our fourth year doing it.
Oh, cool.
And each year it gets a little bit bigger. And last year we actually made our money back. The first
nice.
Few years we were just, you know, didn't make money back. But so now I think the word's getting out there on Film Freeway. That's where you submit it through. And so we're one of the top 100 best reviewed film festivals. Which excites the hell out of me because I was looking at all these other film festivals. Some of them have been around 15 years and they got maybe 20 reviews, and we have 53 reviews. And I'm like, what the heck? This is cool. It's awesome to know that we put out this good vibe with these people, and they want to keep coming back. We had people coming in from Paris, from the Netherlands, from Colorado, all over the place.
Holy.
Oh, so it'll be in that like plaza, you know, that like that
is
Ralph's
that,
plaza
okay,
in there.
Yeah.
And there'll be. Should be a little, probably
this
driveway
area?
Here. Yeah, right in there. And then, from what they told me, as soon as we get in there, it should be on the right side near a Starbucks. It's an I place.
What's it called again? I something?
Yeah, let's see. On the right up here, someplace. They said it was in this little area.
City, Togo's, Baskin Robbins. Oh, that'd be a great place to meet at.
This is good. Okay, yeah, you could just drop me off here. Okay. I'll find it over in this little area.
Awesome.
All right, then.
Here, let me.
Yeah.
Here, pull on.
Yeah. So it's Kapow. IFF.com and use the all capitals Kapow student 19 and you get 30% off of there. Yeah.
Cool.
So there you go. I think it's in there.
Sweet. Awesome.
Okay. And what's
Thank
your name?
You so much. Kurt. I mean, Adam. No.
Holy
sorry.
Shit. I'm like, whoa, what are the chances? Adam, pleasure to meet you. All right, man.
Kurt.
You
right,
take
later.
It. Bye. All right, that was awesome. That was enlightening. All right, now we're going to find the optometrist. And I'm going to stop this here because I'm going to see if I can record everything while it's going on in there.
It's Superhero, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Myself to hear what he did in his younger years.
Okay. All right, let me just wait for that picture right off, okay? I'm going to lower this. So this is an autofractor. It's basically going to take some measurements of your eyes. So
mm-hmm.
I'll have you brush your chin on that chin rest. Then pour it all the way forward. Do you want this to be a little higher or lower? Is this okay?
Oh, this is good. This
is it?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to see a farm in the background there. So just keep looking at the farm. It's probably going to go in and out of focus.
Mm. Am I looking at this little dot thing in front of me?
Yeah, I'm going to line it up for you in a second.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I see something. There's a little barn out there.
Okay. So just try to hold your chin still for a second here. It's going to take some measurements. Okay, we're going to do the same thing for your other eye.
So during that process, was I trying to was I supposed to focus on that throughout the whole time?
It does it for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're good. You just have to look in. All right, Kurt. So we're going to go to the exam room. So okay. I'm going to follow you out here.
Okay.
And you're going to be making a left at the tower here.
Okay.
So you're going to make a left right here.
Okay.
And then I'll have you take a seat on the stairs.
Great.
All right. So I'm going to wipe everything off and then... Okay. And then are you seeing things okay far away? Or is it mostly
as far as I know. Okay. Like I can read that poster over there.
Okay.
The books.
Okay. And have you ever had any eye injuries or infections in the past?
You know what? I think I had pink eye in the past.
Okay. Was there any complications from it?
Just that it felt like there was just like mucus in my eye all the time.
You mean currently still, that's what you're noticing?
Anymore. No. This was like, I don't know, maybe a year ago or something like that. But that was the only eye, you know, if I were to consider it an eye issue, that was probably it.
Okay, did you get it looked at or treated?
No, I went online and I found like some ingredients that you could use that kind of help like get rid of it and everything.
Oh, okay. So kind of like a home remedy.
Yeah.
Thing. Okay. And any medical conditions at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And you mentioned your grandmother might have had macular degeneration.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that plays into what's happening today or not, but I thought I'd mention it.
Sure. It's always good to have on file. And then do you currently take any medications right now?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Any allergies to any medications?
No.
Okay. And when did you start to notice the close-up was starting to get a little blurry for you?
Maybe... A few months ago.
A few months ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you never worn glasses in the past, correct?
No.
Okay. All right.
I would start to notice that, like, if I would just close my left eye, my right eye seemed to be a little bit blurrier on things when I'd see stuff, and then...
Okay.
And it wasn't until... This is another thing I noticed, is it wasn't until semi-recently that I started getting... And I never used to have headaches before, but I slowly started getting just a tiny little bit of a dull pain back there behind my eye.
Which eye? Both eyes?
I think right now it's probably my left eye.
Okay.
But I
like a strain
have,
kind of feeling?
I think a straining feeling. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like it's holding up a weight or something, you know, like.
So I'm going to check your vision far away just to get an idea of how you're seeing, okay? And then we'll see where everything goes. All right?
Okay, cool.
So I'll use that to cover your left eye.
Okay.
And with your right eye, what's the smallest line that you can see clearly?
I would say... Jeez. That second line, it's slightly blurry.
Okay.
I mean, the top one is the clearest. The second one, it looks like it's saying OFLD.
Okay. And then cover your right eye. And then with your left eye, what line can you read there?
I would say the bottom one. That one's AFD. E-D.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you can put the paddle down. And then do you ever experience any, like, dry eye feeling or itchy eyes?
No, let's see. I mean, every once, I guess I'll get like an eyelash in my eye or something, you know? Okay. But aside from that, I don't think so.
Nothing major. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll have you use that paddle, cover your left eye, and then I'll have you look at my nose here. Okay. How many total fingers do you see?
3.
Good. How about now?
2.
Good. Cover the other eye, and then look here. How many?
4.
Good. And how about now?
3.
Perfect. Okay, I'll take that paddle. I'm going to check your eye muscles. I'm going to have you look here at the top letter H, just okay. The top letter H. I'm just going to place this paddle here in front of the eyes. Good. Perfect. Okay. Now I'm going to have you follow this with your eyes. Don't move your head. Very good. Okay. Now I'm just going to shine a quick light into your eyes. So I'm going to have you look in that direction there. This is going to be bright. And then, do you ever experience any, like, spots floating in your vision?
Once in a while. Ooh, that's interesting you asked me that. Okay, so once in a while, there'll be times where, and I can't quite tell if it's the left eye or the right eye, because mm-hmm. it seems like even if I close one eye, I'll still see, like, a remnant of, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about, like, the little floaty things that you see mm-hmm. once in a while. Not, like, those little tiny things, but, like, it'll be, like... Like maybe 2 or 3 that are just like almost like it looks like they look like little lightning bolts, for the lack of a better word, okay. That are kind of going, kind of like diagonally okay. across. Every once in a while, that'll happen. Like if I walk outside, okay. I notice that I'm squinting more.
Okay.
Now that I'm noticing it.
Definitely, because you kind of experience the floaters, that's where the dilation comes in for us to check. So afterwards, I'll have our schedule to have your eyes dilated so we can check everything there.
Mm-hmm, okay. mm-hmm.
All right. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to check the overall prescription of the eyes. How we're going to do this is with some lenses. So I basically place these lenses in front of your eyes, and you're just going to compare which one looks better, okay?
Oh, gotcha.
If they look the same, that's perfectly fine. And don't worry, I do show you lenses a couple times, okay? So I'll be looking through here. Do you want this to be a little higher, lower? Is this okay?
This is good.
That's good? Okay. So I'm going to close the left eye, but keep both eyes open. And with your right eye, what I'll have you do first is focus on that top row.
Okay.
So looking at those top letters, tell me which lens makes those letters look more clear for you.
Okay.
This one here is number 1, and this one here is number 2.
2 is makes everything blurry. Oh.
Or 2.
Oh, this is...
So I'll show
wait,
you
let's... Yeah.
So this is number 1, and this is number 2. Which one looks better?
Probably 2, I guess.
2 is better. Okay.
I don't know. It's close.
Okay.
I don't know.
Try between number 2 or number 3.
Well, wait. When you say 2 or 3, are you talking about the lens that's on my eye or the line that I'm trying to read?
The lens. So this is lens. So you're going to keep looking at the top row.
Okay. Gotcha.
So this is lens number 2, and this is lens number 3. Better between number 2, number 3. Are they looking the same?
I guess 3. I don't know. It seems like maybe one of the letters will be a little crispier than the other, depending on what lens is there. Like, this is look good. This is looking good, like, okay. This one.
Look at the second row. Does that look better with number 3 or number 4? Number 3?
Yeah, no, not that one.
Number 4?
4 looks better, I'd say.
And then better between number 5?
Oh, this is better.
Or number 6?
Oh, 5.
And then better between number 7 or number 8?
7.
And then better between number 9 or number 10?
10.
And then again, better between 1 or number 2? 1 or 2?
2.
That's 1. That's 2.
2. Yeah, 2, I think.
Let me read the letters on that bottom row.
All right.
Can Can you see the letters on the bottom row?
Yeah, it looks like A, P, E, D maybe, or O?
It's an O. Okay, now this looks blurry on the bottom row, right?
This...
Is it blurry?
Hmm.
Or is it still clear?
It seems clearer,
okay.
I guess.
So looking at the bottom row, is that better with one number two?
Oh, number one.
Number one looks better.
Yeah, that looks good.
Better number one or number three?
One.
Or do they look the same? One looks better.
Yeah, I think one looks better.
Versus number three. Or do they look the same?
That's seems one. Like...
Or three.
One.
One. Okay. These are smaller letters, so read those ones.
TZVF.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go ahead and check the left eye. So we're going to do the same thing, all right? So again, looking at the letters on that top row, does it look better with number one or lens number two? Number one or number two?
They're slightly similar. Maybe two.
And then between two or number three? Or do they look the same? Two? Or three?
Maybe three. Okay. They're right on the edge of... There isn't really a...
Okay. So looking at the second row, is that better between number three or number four? Four?
Maybe four.
And then better between number five or number six?
Oh, six.
Okay. Better between number seven or number eight?
I would say eight.
And then better between number nine or number ten? Nine or number ten?
Nine.
Okay. And then again, one or number two?
One.
And then three or number four?
Three. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then five or number six? Five or six?
I'd say six.
Okay. Now read the letters on the bottom row.
Okay. That one's A-F-E-O. Unless that's a P. A-P-E-O.
Okay. Now looking at that bottom row, is that more clear with one or number two?
Oh, two.
Okay. Now let's go to the smaller letters. So read those ones.
E-V-O-T.
Mm-hmm. Now this should look blurry or is it clear?
That's a little blurrier.
Okay. So again, better between number one or number two?
I'd say two.
Two is better. Okay. And then when you have both eyes open, is that pretty clear?
E-V-O-T. Yeah.
Good. Okay. I'll have you lean back there. Let me set this out of the way.
How close am I supposed to have my eyes to this? Am I pushing it right? Am I supposed to push it right up against it? Against it?
No, you don't want to go too against because it's going to fog up the lenses.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and lean back. Okay. Let me just write some numbers down here first. Okay. So the reason why you are having trouble seeing things, especially with the right eye versus the left eye, you have something called astigmatism. And basically what that is, it has to do with the curvature of the cornea. The cornea is the front part of the eye.
Oh.
So because it's a little bit more oval shaped, when light enters in, it's a little bit more blurry. It's not very clear. And so that's why when you compare the eyes in general, yes, their eyes are blurry, but the right eye has more astigmatism than the eye on the left.
Oh.
And then you are also a little bit farsighted. And the right eye as well. So the right eye tends to be a little bit more weaker because it's farsighted and has the astigmatism. And that's the reason why it's a little bit more blurry compared to the left eye. Okay? Now, for most patients, we do recommend using glasses for that, especially if they're struggling to see things in the distance. So that's an option if you want to look into that. So this would be the prescription for the far away. So you're going to hold this up. That's for the right eye, and that's for the left eye. Okay. So that's how you're seeing with glasses for the distance compared to when you take the lenses off. That's how you see without. So the prescription will improve the vision for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
Now, when you first wear glasses, of course, your eyes and brain have to adjust, so initially may feel a little bit of like a fishbowl effect when wearing glasses. And again, that's just because they're just trying to adjust to what it's seeing through. Okay? Usually takes about a week for the eyes to get used to that. You're going to hold on to that for me. And then I'm going to have you look here close up. Now, seeing things close up, is it still okay? And then do I want you to hold it at the distance you normally hold things when you read? Okay. And does it look clear or still feel like it's hard to see close?
Oh, this... I think it's good.
And then if you put the lenses up? And then
I can read them. I can read them either way, I'm thinking. I guess if I read something this close, things are a little trickier.
Okay. So I'm going to show you something really quickly. Let me take the lenses. So what tends to happen to everyone after 40 is something called presbyopia. That's the technical term. And basically what that means is anytime you want to try to focus something close up, it's going to be a little harder. Okay? So I can show you a prescription that will help you focus for a close up. And it is a different prescription than the distance, okay?
Oh, gotcha.
So I want you to compare with that one there. And is that how close you normally hold things when you read? Or do you?
No. I'm kind of like this.
Okay.
No, I was just trying to read. See, so I was trying to test it.
Yeah, you're never going to be able to read that close anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, so normally I want you to just hold it where you normally hold things to read, and that's where the prescription would be.
Yeah, I can see. Everything's clear.
And then compared to without the glasses?
You know, I can still see it, but I do notice in the right eye it's a little bit blurry.
Yeah. So again, just to review with you, there is a prescription for astigmatism. You have a little bit more in the right eye and the left. You're also a little bit farsighted as well. For the close-up, if you're having trouble seeing the fine print, then you can use a different pair of glasses for that. And the whole thing with the whole close-up issue is called presbyopia. It just has to do with the eyes having trouble focusing close-up, which is why people need reading glasses. Yeah. So, again, those are your options. We can do one for far, one for close, and definitely you'll have both. That way you can decide which one you want to go with.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha.
Now, for glasses options, like I said, you have a couple. You know, some people will do one for far, one for near. Some people, if they don't like to wear about two pairs, they'll look into, like, bifocals or progressives, and they'll combine both the far and the close-up. Yeah. So that's how you would do it there.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Main reason why I'm making sure to get this done is because I got to get my driver's license renewed, and I want to make sure that I had this information, and at some point between here and there, I get glasses, and then, you know, so I go in there, so it's not like this is a whole nother step where I have to...
I'll take that.
Thanks.
Your right eye will probably be okay. It might pass. It really just, because normally what they do is they do give 20/40 letters up on the screen or the chart, and you're able to see 20/40 with the right eye. So I think you should be fine. But my advice is, of course, just for safety reasons, if you are having difficulty like driving at night and things like that, then obviously have glasses just in case. Yeah.
So by having the glasses, it would take some of the strain off of my...
Exactly, yeah. Because what tends to happen is when you have, we call it uncorrected prescription. When you have that, your eyes work a little harder. And therefore, you're going to experience a little more strain. And then especially if you have two eyes a little different from each other, it is pretty common to have one eye to like work a little harder and therefore kind of experience like that strain and whatnot.
Oh,
yeah.
So the other one's trying to catch up with the other
exactly.
one the other?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is pretty common for that to occur, especially when the two eyes are a little different and your eyes are a little different from each other, as you can tell. Yeah.
Wow, this is fascinating.
Do you have any other questions? Or
no. Is there any way that you will I be able to have the like a?
She can give you a copy of your prescription.
And also, there's something I was reading about with a distance between the pupils. Do you do that one as well?
She can do that, but she charges for the to do that measurement.
Just oh, I got you.
Glasses here, yeah. So oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Just let her know.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Cool.
Oh, we're not done. So the second part of this exam is I can check the health of your eyes.
Oh, cool.
So this is going to check the eye pressure to see if there's any risk of developing glaucoma. And this will rest against your forehead. There's no puff of air, but you may feel something in your eyelashes.
Oh, okay.
So just keep looking straight ahead that way for me. Good. Perfect. One more time. Good. Okay, so eye pressures are normal.
Oh, cool.
Let me go ahead and take a quick look at your eyes. And then afterwards, she will schedule you to have your eyes dilated, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and I'm going to have you come on forward.
So I won't need to let's see, have the eyes dilated before I go into driver's license, for the, to get my driver's license, right?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So would you suggest, so it'd be okay for me to get the glasses after the I go into the DMV?
You can do that, yeah.
And you, so you think I'd be okay in a good safe zone with?
You should. Again, the factor that really will determine what they say to you is the person doing that test. If they feel like you're struggling to see that 20/40 line, they'll have you get your eyes tested.
Oh, gotcha.
But if that's the case, just come back in and be like, okay, and I can fill whatever you need out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if they, if you know, we go from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we come on forward, rush it to there. All right. So I'm going to have you look right over here. This is going to be great. I'm just taking a close look at the eyes, okay? And I'll have you go here. And then look to your right. And then to your left. And then look down. I'm just going to lift up on your eyelids. And then look all the way up. And look straight ahead here. I'm just going to take a look inside the eye. So this is going to be bright, okay? Let's check the left eye, and I'll have you look over here. Okay, you may sit back. Okay, so looking at the general health of the eyes, I don't see any signs of any glaucoma or any cataracts or any macular degeneration. But of course, once your eyes are fully dilated, we'll be able to take a more thorough look inside the eye. Definitely do wear sunglasses, because that does help protect against developing cataracts and macular degeneration. So if you don't already, go ahead and make sure you start doing that.
Now, I've heard a lot about if like computers give off a certain
light.
Yeah, is that a truth or is that a myth or is
it
that
does
that hurt your eye? Does it damage them worse or?
Well, we don't know exactly the extent of the damage to the eyes because we haven't had people use computers from birth up until they're older. So there's no like proven study that says it does.
Mm.
They do know that affects your sleep pattern for sure.
Oh,
so that's for sure something that has been proven. But as far as eye health, where they're still in the beginning phases of seeing if that will contribute to developing eye diseases. But either way, you know, as far as glasses for the computer or phones, there is an anti-glare coating that does reflect or basically block about maybe 20 to 30% of it. And so you can actually add that coating on your glasses so it'll help reduce some of that blue light transmission to the eye.
Now, I had this theory. I was wondering, do you think that by any chance, because I do a lot of editing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
phone use.
Creating things. So I'm wondering, I just had this theory that perhaps because, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you found this, maybe you haven't, but I'm curious if maybe by training are we training our eyes to only see a certain distance by having that computer screen in front of us so much or having this?
Well, your age, it doesn't matter. When they're younger, it does. But you're already 45, so that whole idea that you can't see close, all that issue there, is most likely due to the presbyopia.
Oh, okay.
Which everyone experiences after 40, yeah.
Okay.
So that has to do with the presbyopia, is where there's a focusing system in the eye that tends to slow down once 40 hits.
And then
eventually
gotcha.
Stops. So that's your main reason why you can't see close up very well versus prolonged computer use or phone use.
Do you think that by looking down most of the time, it's, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's neglecting the ability to focus and see, you know, things that are up here at all?
Barely. Again, after a certain age, all that stuff doesn't matter. Because now the natural biology of the eye will start taking over, and that's the reason why the whole close-up issue.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so up until a certain point, yeah, it could make some difference for some patients, but after 40, it's all just the natural changes that happen over time.
And I've heard that carrots, you know, is this I don't know if this is an age-old myth, but if you eat carrots, does that help with your eyes, eye health?
It helps in the beginning, again, with the development, because you need the vitamin A. But after a certain age, obviously, of course, like, that helps, but it's not going to be, like, the cure-all.
Right.
You definitely want to make sure you maintain a healthy diet. But as you get older, your dietary needs should be more focused on spinach, kale, omega-3s, or, like, salmon, tuna, those types of foods.
So, let's say, so carrots, are any of those foods that you just mentioned, are those also good for the eyes, or are you just saying just good for body health in general?
Because whatever's good for your body is good for the eyes.
Okay, so there aren't any that just like specifically target, like for instance, you know, I'll hear about how as people get older, their eyes will get worse. If I eat these foods, is there a way that it's like it's like strengthening it so that stuff does not? Oh, okay.
The presbyopia will continue no matter what.
There's
no foods or anything like that to help with that. As far as their reading glasses, as far as eye health, like to prevent macular degeneration and all that stuff, yes, spinach and omega-3s.
Okay, yeah, so good. I like hearing
processes.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
Two different things, health-wise and the actual prescription. The prescription happens naturally no matter what, but as far as like to do it to prevent like macular degeneration or the eye diseases, of course, we do recommend eating like spinach and kale and tuna and salmon, those types of foods.
Good.
Yeah.
This is good. I need to hear those.
But as
those
far
things.
As like prescription, unfortunately, that's just a normal, natural process.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I've learned so much about eyes today than ever before. I'm obsessed with eyes. Look at it. I'm obsessed with eyeballs.
Oh,
like, I just love eyes. Look at that. I got my little niece sent me an eyeball t-shirt in the mail. I just love
there's.
They're fascinating to you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, this is just valuable information. Even if I looked on the internet, it's like, it's so far different than, you know, hearing it from a human.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
who's excited about what they've learned and excited about sharing what they've learned.
Yeah, But of course, you know, when you're coming for a dilation, like I said, your pupils will be a lot bigger because we put the drops in them, and we'll take a more thorough look in, and I can make sure like everything else is good to go.
I see, and then that more accurately helps you figure out exactly what kind of the prescription will be.
No, but the prescription's already done.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, this is more for like the entire health of the eye.
Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but your prescription's already been figured out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. The layers just keep unfolding.
Any other questions?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. All right, so I'll be following.
Thank you so much. This is great. Wow. I mean, this was fascinating to see these different
gadgets.
Yeah. It's like from the steampunk era. It's like great.
All right. So I'm going to have a commercial break.
Okay, great, great.
Is there anything else you need me to clarify about your prescription? Or
no,
like
no,
that?
I think that's all.
Okay, and then if you need her to do the PD measurement, she can do that for you. We just charge for that service.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then if you can also schedule to have a size diet.
Okay. All right.
So she'll take care of you.
Cool.
All right, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure. Thanks
care.
For all of your knowledge.
Yeah, of course. All right, take care.
You too.
Hi.
All right. So we're doing just the examination for you today?
Yeah, just the examination,
okay.
Yes. Great, thank you. It's my first time being to, like, I've always been fascinated with eyeballs. And,
you've never gotten your eyes examined?
Never got my eyes examined. Never got my eyes examined. Today's my first time, and I'm just fascinated with the equipment that's in there, with all of her knowledge about all this stuff. I never knew so much about eyes existed, you know, so much information that, she said some very helpful stuff about the health of the eyes, you know, the things that can help out with the health of the eyes. You say an omega-3, spinach, and kale. I think those were the main three that she was talking about. So it's good to know that, because I think the sooner I just really start eating that stuff up, the more I can. Yeah, oh yeah.
Part.
I'll probably have to call you because I know my mom's going to be coming into town, so I want to try to do it before she arrives.
Okay.
But also I have a few other things. But I definitely can I please? Oh, is this the card?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to call for to set that up.
Yeah, of course.
And so it's the dilation. Also, how much do you charge for the for measuring the pupils away from each other?
15.
Okay, gotcha. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me think. You know what? Maybe. Can you do that now?
Yeah.
That's all right? Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right, so coming over. All right, so I'll have you have a seat here.
Okay. Official prescription. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel official here. I got this numbers written down. Yeah.
Kind of like over the counter kind of guessing.
Yeah, right. Now it's not just like some nebulous thought in my brain. Now it's like, okay, I got the evidence. Here it is. This is a real thing.
All right, so what you're going to do for this guy here is pretty much I'll measure one eye at a time. So you're going to hold this like a third binocular.
Oh, I'm going to hold this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to look straight ahead, and you see this little, like a little target in the middle, right?
Yeah.
All right, look straight at it. I'm going to come closer.
So this thing's automatically going to know how far apart they are from each other?
I'm checking it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I feel like I've entered a science fiction film today. All these crazy gadgets, and this looks like a little robot here.
Yeah, right?
The thing in the other room looks like it was from the steampunk era. I mean, it was like it had years on it and stuff. It's just crazy.
You never think about it, huh? Let's see. You're gonna look right there. Cool. So let me just write it down for you.
Great. Oh, here, I got this little piece of paper. Can you put it on that one?
Oh, you want to move there?
Sure.
So if you do order like online or anything like that, it'll mm-hmm. probably say like pupillary distance, or it'll just be like PD.
Oh.
And that's what it is.
Okay. Wowzers. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Am I paying for it over here?
Yeah. Do you want to do cash or credit?
Credit, please.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And then just get a signature.
Great.
You're all set.
Great. Thank you so much. And what's your name?
Araceli.
Araceli.
Yes.
I'm Kurt. Pleasure to
nice
meet
you.
Thanks for everything.
Yeah, of course. We'll meet you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. There you go, folks. My first eye exam.
Hey, Kurt, I just wanted to let you know, yes, I am now on Anchor FM under Miss Ruby Tuesday. So I joined the party. Thanks. Bye.
You know, it's crazy. It's such a rarity that it rains out here that when it does, it's such a huge surprise, right? People freak out. I mean, even me. I grew up out in Chicago where it's raining all the time. It's snowing all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like it's a surprise. You know, it's like when I'm not standing in the rain, it's a welcome surprise to see it rain.
Right?
Yeah, but being in it, it's like, what am I doing? But the smell of the rain, after it rains, everything is green and just like so beautiful out there. Now, how long have you been driving Uber for?
3 years.
Oh, cool. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's my full-time job.
Oh, that's great. Do you have like a set schedule that you do when you're driving, or do you...
I have my own schedule. I'm driving between, let's say, I'm start like 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I'm stop like 3 or 4 hours, and then I'm start again 7 to 10 or 11.
Do you find that...
This is no traffic thing.
Oh, so there's no... Oh, that's very smart. Yeah. That's
no
very smart.
Time.
Yes.
Because everybody wants the traffic time because they think it's more busy and more money. But no, it's not like that for me.
Yeah.
If I do one trip between the rush hour, I'm gonna take like 40 minutes and 10 miles.
Whoa!
And I can do that in 3 trips, short trips, without traffic. So
that's such a smart way of doing it. That's a great way of doing it.
Yeah, I'm try both and I think about it. Check a number.
Plus, it saves your sanity, right? You're not like in that, like, you know, the craziness
exactly.
of it all.
That doesn't make sense.
So, what are some of your hobbies? So, like, when you're not driving Uber, what do you like to do? Do you like to write? Do you like to draw? Do you like to paint? Play musical instruments?
Absolutely. I like to watch sports because before time I was working football, American football for 7 years.
You were That's working for American football?
I was playing.
You were playing. That's cool.
Yeah, for 7 years.
Wow. What team? What teams were you on?
It was in Mexico. It's a Politecnico. It's like here is UCLA versus USC is the best one. Mexico is Politecnico versus UNAM. So that's the best team. So
that's great.
It was in Politecnico. It's a minor league, but it's not too big like here. But yeah, it was playing.
Wow, that's incredible. So
I like the sports.
So when you say football, you mean like the American kind of football, not the soccer football, right? Or do you mean the soccer?
I'm played before time too, but I like better the American football.
Oh, gotcha. You know, sometimes you'll see in there where they'll pick the guys up on their shoulders. Have they ever done that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's great. That's great. We're like, they got you up on the shoulders, and you're just kind of moving along.
No, it's crazy. When you play it, it's a hard hit. Like,
I bet, man.
Yeah.
I bet, because they're like a suit of armor, kind of, right?
Yeah,
thank God
matter.
That the guys
feel,
are wearing
feel,
that, right?
You feel, even with your shoulders or your everything.
Wow, man.
When somebody hit you, it's hard.
I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet if they calculated the miles per hour that some of those guys get, blasted, combined with, some of these guys 200 or 300 pounds, they're like human tanks running around.
Yeah. Even in Mexico, you can find the big people. play in football, American football.
Oh, man. So when you came out here, did you try to do some football as well?
No, what? I'm sorry?
When you moved out here, did you get into doing football again?
No, I'm supposed to do sports.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm just working.
The other day, there was an Uber driver. I'm always interested in finding the stories of the Uber drivers. There's a guy who is a sports agent. So he's one of those agents where he'll look at, like, you know, maybe a 15-year-old who's doing really, really good at football, and he can see the future. You know, kind of look at that and go, that guy is going to be a professional someday, and I'm gonna help him get, you know, maybe endorsements, you know, sponsorships or something like that. But it was so interesting hearing that side of things. Of what that entails.
Yeah.
So you watch a lot of football then, huh?
Yeah, soccer, football, yeah. American football for sure, I'm watching. But soccer too, I like the LAFC.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, yeah,
my son's friend is playing on the 15-year-old guys with the LAFC.
Oh, okay.
And I like it.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, this is the building, this one on the
right
left.
There?
Yeah. Thank you so much for this trip. Holy cow. Otherwise, I would have been waiting out there for the bus. Man. And what's your name again?
Enrique.
Oh, you take care. Pleasure to meet you. There you go. Another great conversation with an Uber driver.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. To attend the Kapow Film Festival to accept this award for the music documentary, The One Who Holds Sovereignty Over Everything. Yeah, under God's guidance, the documentary was produced. Thank God, thank Kapow. The documentary is a special release from the Church of Almighty God. In this film, all the lyrics are the utterance of Almighty God, Christ of the last days. The fabulous combination of repetition, the music and the pictures and guide us to know the creators, every wondrous sees. Yeah, so I'm so happy to share this documentary with everyone here. Thank you.
To see so many foreigner friends this year. This is also the second year we attend the Kapow Film Festival. And we thank you, all the Kapow team members. And the main message of our documentary is exactly what the title is trying to convey. And you know, in this world, and there are many answers and there are many mysteries and answers behind everything that happens in the universe, in each person's life, and even in humans' history. And maybe we don't know the reason, but the one who holds sovereignty over everything tells us all the mysteries behind this world and this mankind. And all these things are all related to God's wondrous deeds and sovereignty. So we just hope everyone could pay attention to our music documentary. Thank you so much. And by the way, congratulations to all the award winners in this film festival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to talk to the wolf?
Yes.
They actually going to give an award. Come on.
Oh, okay. All right, we're up.
Yeah. Some of the movies we have seen, they were so special, there's a special category for them. And there's no nominees for this. There's a winner and a category. It's easy.
Okay.
Should I give this one to Brittany?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so we have an award for Best Twist Ending. And the Kapow goes to a most splendid episode. Big winner. Sitting by the wolf.
Awesome.
Just keep it going. Congratulations.
thank you. Blaine, Buck.
What's up, guys? It's an honor. It's my first award ever in this. I'm really proud to be here. And yeah, it's special. It's really special.
We are honored to win the only award with no other nominees. Thank you so much for coming to the Film Festival. My name is Alexia. This is Blaine Kern III. This is Patrick Howard. He's our writer director. Thank you guys so much for coming. I appreciate it. Oh my God! Thank you, Michael Abrams. Fucking hey, man, Michael Abrams. And I want to thank Shaden too, and everybody at Kapow. Thank you guys for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant.
Nestor is a major vet from the New York Life office in Los Angeles.
Yeah!
He very generously gave a wonderful contribution to make this successful. Why?
Yeah!
Thank you for the invitation. This is great. When David invited me and he was saying, you know, you're going to have to present an award, I was really nervous because I don't like to speak in public. And I'm really disappointed because he promised me that either Penelope Cruz or Salma Hayek would be the
winner. You can be the quiet pumpkin screen. This is the Kapow Spirit Award, and this is the film that takes special over all films in the festival, which shows the spirit of love, what we need right now, and togetherness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, go. Do we have nominees?
No, it's one person.
All right.
It's in the envelope.
Portrait of a superhero.
Yeah. 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 Oh man. Brilliant.
Any man wears his underwear on the outside.
Thank you. This is awesome. Thanks for the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. For those of you who may not know,
I have the Kapow.
For those of you that may not know, this is Superhero. Superhero is a real-life superhero, and he's been doing this for over 20 years now. He was featured in the HBO documentary Superheroes, a Rolling Stone article. There's just a big article in the Tampa Bay Times about him. And if you don't know his story, I would urge you to go and, well, I guess you won't be able to see the film because it's already screened, but we'll be screening at a bunch of other festivals around the world coming soon. And it's just a really inspirational story, what he's been doing, how he's been basically going out and just helping people in any way that he can. But while dressed as a superhero.
Yeah!
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Tony pretty much said it all, and thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah! Woo!
They flew all the way in from Florida and asked him on a plane.
Yeah. No, but my arms got tired.
They had to stop at Albuquerque. So, one thing New York Life does, they, number one, had this gentleman sponsored us, but it takes a lot of folks to run this festival. The get bags that the filmmakers got, those that be stuffed, people that be manned to come in. We have a lot of New York Life volunteers here. And New York Life is a program for organizations like you guys. Our employees contribute their time. The New York Life Foundation makes a contribution. And we have a check for these guys tonight. Ooh. For Kapow tonight.
Wow. Wow. Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
We want to say thank you to New York Life. We also want to say thanks to David for all my great insurance and investment opportunities. I haven't gotten to meet the one with the blood drive yet, but we'll get to that one. And I want to thank you all for being here tonight, and New York Life working your butt off and a big check, and it'll go to the Wolves and Veterans, and maybe we'll save one life today. Thank you very much.
Take it to the bank.
No, no, they'll love it.
We'll see if from time to time, we see a filmmaker who is going to be someone you know in a year or 5 years or 10 years. And we have, you saw that tonight, the guys who saw the Midas screening at 5 o'clock, the most promising new filmmaker. We get one of these out a year, only one, no tie. Joseph Weiss.
Thank you to David and Shada and everybody at Kapow. And this film is about the human experience and the human relationships. And I would definitely not have been able to stand up here tonight if it weren't for a very select few members of my team. I can't even talk right now. Daniel, Oren, you guys rock. Michael, and my dad, my mom, everybody who helped put this film together. Thank you guys so much. This is pretty cool. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Yeah!
Sorry guys, there's a presidential alert. He tweeted again. Oh, you have one award left. Glad to bring AJ up from LA Grip.
Woo! Yeah!
We call this our City of Angels Award.
Well, hello everyone. My name is AJ. I run a small boutique studio here in Burbank called LA Grip Studios. My mission here is to kind of inspire others to tell their stories and just promote local filmmaking here in LA. Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Shada and Dave, for having me be a part of this experience and this event. I'm really glad to see some of your films out here. Dave, you kind of put me on the spot here while trying to come up with something to say, so I went ahead and looked up some stuff. Did you guys know that the first movie made here in LA was in 1897, and it was a 25-second clip that was for, I think, the Edison Manufacturing Company. And then 20 years later, the first motion picture studio opened up. And since then, in these 100 years, we've had a lot of big production companies from around the world build their home here in LA. And recently, now LA Grip. And with that, I wanted to just say that we are presenting this Angel, City of Angels Award, and I'm very excited to announce the winner and present this $500 gift certificate.
Can you say that louder first?
And I'm excited to announce the winner and give them a $500 gift certificate to our services here. LA Grip, we provide a lot of the lighting grip gear for different productions, and we also help produce projects. So the winner for this award is
Reclamation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, AHS. I think we. Oh, I'm the director of Reclamation. I also co-produced with Tom, who wrote it and was acting in it.
And your name is?
Allison Kohlhaas. I was just not expecting. I was not expecting. I was like, oh, this is a great ceremony. Woof. Awesome. Our categories have passed. Yeah, this was a shock, but a beautiful one. Thank you. It was so generous of you guys. And yeah, we actually shot this in Burbank. In some gorilla and some not gorilla locations. And yeah, I'll let you talk in a sec, but creating a sci-fi world that's set in the future is definitely hard. So yeah, it's studios and helping, all that is fantastic.
I'm Tom Bowman. I wrote and executive produced Reclamation. Roshni Umayo, my producer and lead actress, could not be here tonight, but it would not have happened without her. And of course, our whole cast and crew, all white nice people, except for Roy, our DP, who is from Sydney, Australia, where you're from. But Roshni, actually, I just want to say real quick, this film would not have happened without her at all, because yesterday was my 6th anniversary of moving to LA.
Yeah.
4 years ago, I almost went back to Cleveland, but Roshni convinced me to stick around and make a bunch of films with Allison and her, and I don't regret it for a second. It's been fantastic. We're just so honored to be here. Thank you, Dave, and all the team here, and the guy who makes the popcorn. He ate $2 of popcorn. Hands are a little tight. But thank you so much, and for all the winners, you guys, great, great work. It was so much fun coming here. You guys, everyone did a great job, so thank you.
Here, and it's a beautiful festival, so thanks, Davey. Only I'm allowed to fall in that. But thank you, and thank you for everyone turning up, because it's not just about making it, it's about also turning up and supporting everybody else that's putting in their heart and soul to make films. So keep at it.
It was so nice that you guys used your musical support templates. And film where you shot there was a science fiction, it was set in the future, but you had like a futuristic type thing, weren't you?
We shot in North Hollywood. We shot at it was called One Stars Lake Studio, but I think they changed it into Cinema Collaboratorium, and they were fantastic there. They let us build sets and let us use all the equipment. So if you need a good studio, they're great people. Terrence McGee over there, he was one of our producers. whoa, Breen. Left the audience.
The other two main locations we used Burbank train station for one of the futuristic fight scenes. Really cool green lights when you are there at 2 a.m. in the morning. And then my favorite one was Burbank Water and Power Facility, that massive power plant. We got to tech scout it, and I fell in love with it, and I'm like, we have to shoot here, and it's amazing. So even if you can do a tech scout in there, go for it. It's amazing. It's inspirational.
Use Los Angeles, my friend.
Yeah.
The tech scout's free. They charge the film.
Well, even though we're intergalactical, we're still, we love home. We love LA. So it's good.
Thank you.
Yeah!
Are the producers from Nobody, Nothing But Here? Okay, Nothing But. Okay, guys, thank you for coming out.
Yeah!
We hope this is a success. We hope you guys will prepare for Propel 4 in 2019. Woo! Stop leaving around my chair. We have a black pumpkin screening at 10:20 here this evening, so.
This concludes the Kapow Intergalactic Awards ceremony. There might be some interviews later on. Who knows?